In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, while we are celebrating the salvation and what the Lord accomplished for us on the cross, one of the lessons that we learn from Him is what we heard from the Old Testament, how the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. والرب وضع عليه اسم جميعنا. It is something that we learn from God all the time and from His people as well, how He carries other people's burden. I believe what He carried on the cross on that day was heavier than anything else, carrying the sin of all of us, not only for what already were committed before Him, but also for what is to come. He is going to carry on the cross all of the sins of the whole people from Adam to the end of time. So this is what we are going to talk about today in a few minutes, carrying others' burdens. It's a quality that we learn it from God. God carries always carries us and carry our burden. It's like a father or a mother. We can see this. At the beginning of the life of a child, we find him carried all the time on the arms of his mother. As we said, Christ took upon himself to reconcile heaven and earth. This is the burden that he put on himself. He was not forced by anything except by his love. He took upon himself to reconcile us with heaven, because there is no other one, there is no other mean by which we can be reconciled with God the Father. He put upon himself also to wipe out the handwriting of requirements against us. مَزَّكَ الصِّقْ عَلَى الصَّلِيبِ. Again, this is something on himself. I will take care of this. I will take care of your debt. And free those who were taken captives by the enemy of all good. On the same day, he went to Hades and he freed everyone. So this is the first thing we find Christ is carrying. And as we said, still today and forever, our iniquities will be carried away by His everlasting sacrifice. We come to the church burdened with our sins. Every time we come to the liturgy, we feel we are not worthy to be here. We hesitate whenever we are approaching the mysteries. Should I go? Should not? But we should always trust that there is someone, the sacrifice that was given for everyone at that time, is still carrying our burden and our sins from now and also forever. He takes upon himself also to search for the lost and carries them back to join his flock. A famous icon of Christ is him being the shepherd. And he is carrying over his shoulder this lost sheep that he keeps searching and try to find. And whenever he finds him, he rejoices, put him back on his back and bring him to the church. Not only so, but even in our day to day life, He carries us. We all can meditate and reflect on our lives, and we can see how many times God carried us. And we know that in certain situations we were not able to walk on our own. And we would come to a point where we feel like this is the end of us. We cannot survive after this. And we find Him carrying us and passing this difficulty with His kindness and His compassion. This is what He said to Israel, even to your old age I am He, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. We always think of ourselves that we are carried whenever we are children, but whenever it is with God, He will keep carrying us, till even we have or we develop gray hair in our old age. I will carry you, I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. A promise that brings joy and comfort all of us, knowing that even when we age, still we find in Him the one who is going to carry us to the end. Not only Him, but also God's people are doing the same. They learn it from Him and they imitate His example. We find Saint Mary, when she heard that Elizabeth was pregnant, she put on her shoulder a responsibility to go and serve. She was not called, the angel did not ask her to do so, but she had the same heart who ran to Elizabeth and carried her burden for the rest of her pregnancy for 3 months. We find also Moses, the man who was raised in the house of Pharaoh, carried the burden of his people in the wilderness for 40 years. Look here, when he was grown up, uninvited, no one asked him to do so. Then we find when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burden. Why? Why is he doing this? It is the heart that's resembling the heart of God. راح يدور على أثقال أخواته حاجة خدها من ربنا، صورة ربنا اللي بيشير في دماغ موسى، خرج يدور على أثقال إخواته الإسرائيليين في مصر. Also a person like Nehemiah, hearing that Jerusalem is desolate, burned with fire, there is no walls. Again, no one told him. God did not tell Nehemiah, go back and restore the city and restore its wall. He also carried the burden of encouraging the people and getting them to work together. Again, uninvited. No one told him so. He has to give up. He had to give up all of his life at that time and whatever he was enjoying to go back to Jerusalem and take care of his people. St. Paul also caring for the churches. Look here what he's saying. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. It's a burden that he is carrying over his shoulder willfully. The last point is, how can I share? If we learn from God today how he carries us, carry our sin and our difficulties and our problems, and if we learn also from his people how they share the same heart, what can we do in order for us to share other people with other people and carry with them their burdens? The first thing is the life of thanksgiving for God and what he did for us on the cross. This is the beginning. I cannot carry other people's burden without first acknowledging what God did. We should not forget what he did. Today is not just a one day a year where we come and commemorate what he did. This is something we have to live with every day and every minute, and we bring it to our remembrance at all times. First of all, that we offer thanksgiving for him. Secondly, I can share with him also by leading a life of repentance and sanctification, to be ready to carry with him other people's burden. Our repentance will ease, if I can say this, the burden over his shoulder. It's exactly like a dad or mom working very hard to get their children like to pass in their exams and to be okay and to have a life on their own. Whatever their children can do, the best they can do is just like to do their part, to work their part. That's it. This is what they are expecting from their children. Our repentance is helping Christ in his burden and showing him that what he did for us was not in vain. The third point is to carry our own load with diligence and understanding. All of us are having our own loads. Let us carry our own, our responsibilities. Wherever we are, in our workplace, in our homes, let every one of us take care first of himself. I cannot share other people's burden if I am myself, I'm not taking care of my burden. So this is something I have to ask myself. What is exactly I am responsible to do? And how am I taking care of my own responsibilities? Sometimes we think and we are so much busy arranging the whole world around us. How this person should do his work, how this person should do his duty. But the thing maybe we should worry about the more is our own responsibilities. The fourth point is not to be a load on others. How can this happen? How a person can be a load on other people even while he is an adult? Many, many things. First of all, we become load on others by negligence. I'm not taking care of my responsibility. Somebody else has to take care of it for me. Or by complaining. I believe like Moses' burden in the wilderness was mostly not because he was leading 2 million people walking with them, but more of the complaining. We do not like this kind of sound that someone is whining in our ears all the time, complaining and not happy. No matter how hard we try, we become burden and load on others also when we become inconsiderate. I should look around me and see how the people around me, what they are expecting from me. Being considerate of other people, this is also part of our duties. Or also become loads by living with a demanding and difficult attitude. This is something that we know is very hard, to live with a person who is never happy, never satisfied, always demanding. Whatever happened today is done, let us look for tomorrow. We do not like this attitude. We do not like to deal with people who have this attitude. Let us not have this kind of attitude ourselves in our own homes and dealing with the people around us. We also share in other people's burden by looking for opportunities to help and serve others and do the service peacefully. It is always the case. A person who is to carry always look for around him for what can I do. Even when he comes or she comes to the church, look around and see what can be done. Whenever he or she finds something that's missing, immediately he runs and tries to help. On the other hand, people who are always leaning, they are always asking, demanding, why you are not doing this? Why you are not offering that? Why you are not helping with this? Why not to take care of it yourself? Instead of like just complaining and asking people to meet your requirements. Look always for opportunities. A servant will come to his home, a man or a woman, will look what is missing and he will do it without complaining. He's not going to ask his partner why you didn't do this. Just go and do it easily. Carry the burden. Christ did this on your behalf and he is still doing this again on our behalf every day. Carry others also in your prayers before God. Maybe you are worried about a person, you cannot bring him to Christ physically, but you can bring this person before Christ in your prayer. Whenever you come, carry this person on your shoulder, make it a responsibility for yourself that you bring his remembrance or him before God in supplications. Another thing also we can do to share is to carry others with words of appreciation, encouragement and hope. We all actually appreciate that and we need this. That somebody says to us like, thank you, or I appreciate it. Or at least give you the attitude that I am happy, I am satisfied. And I count myself blessed that I live with you and your presence. All people need this. Let us do this. And above all, for those people who live with us at home, appreciate and encourage and give them hope. The last thing, what can we do to share and carry other people's burden? No matter how great is your load, look around you for those who are more burdened and share with them to the best of your ability. Sometimes we think this way, I am already burdened and I'm overwhelmed. I don't have time or energy to look for other people. But believe me, whenever we stretch a hand and help other people burden, our own load gets like lighter. So let us not go into this kind of self-pity and thinking that I am too busy, I am too overloaded, I don't have time or energy or resources so I can help others well. A person who is a servant is a servant at all times, under all circumstances, not waiting for things to be better in order for him to work and carry other people's burden. So one of the lessons we learn from Christ today, while he is on the cross, he was carrying every one of us, all of our burdens and our iniquities and our sins. And he did this with gladness and with joy to the last breath in order for us to be like find salvation. May the Lord to bless all of our lives and to help us all to carry each other's burden. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.